USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. American governors have calibrated their approach to Omicron as an exhausted public reckons with a pandemic that is nearing its two-year mark. The White House said during his call on Monday, Biden would discuss his administration's response to the Omicron variant and hear from the governors on the needs in their states. As he left the White House, Biden told reporters he received a positive reception from the governors.
They thanked me for the cooperation they're getting. They said they've gotten all that they need. They just want to know what we think is going to happen from here.
Sarah Weddington, an attorney in the landmark Roe v. Wade case, has died, according to statements from friend and former student Susan Hayes and U.S. Representative Lloyd Doggett. She was 76. Weddington attended McMurray University before graduating from the University of Texas School of Law in 1967. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. I know you had a great Merry Christmas, and because of the unbelievable, overwhelming response that we've had during the holidays, we are extending that special Christmas offer. That's right, we're extending it only for WAR listeners.
And that's an extra 40% off for WAR listeners. And what else are we going to do, babe?
We're going to give you your spouse for free. That's right, you get to add your spouse for no extra charge. Only until the end of the year. This is WAR listeners only. Hey, this is your time. It's a New Year's revolution. Not a resolution. It's a revolution. Get your body. Get your health that you deserve. Throw down the gauntlet and say, this is our year to do it. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
On Friday, Joe and Jill Biden took NORAD Christmas phone calls from families at the White House. One dad closed out the call with a cheery, "Let's go, Brandon." Of course, the video clip went viral. And the young father, Jared Schmeck, was harassed from the left and threatened with death. Jared Schmeck joined Steve Bannon on the War Room.
Let's go, Brandon is more than just F Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon encompasses the entirety of our frustration with Joe Biden, the administration, the leftist mob, the cancel culture, the mainstream media. They're the ones who made this.
Medical personnel with COVID vaccination distribution experience may begin forming teams that will advocate for vaccinations in particular areas of the UK with low vaccination rates. A cabinet minister told the Daily Mail this plan seeks to convince as many people as possible to get the vaccine and will especially target citizens in rural areas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Colorado judge will resentence a truck driver next month.
A judge in Colorado is setting a resentencing hearing for a trucker with a more than century-long prison sentence. Rogel Angulara Mendaros was sentenced to 110 years for crashing his semi-truck into stopped traffic in 2019. The case gaining nationwide attention when individuals from truck drivers to celebrities called for changes. Judge A. Bruce Jones agreed to schedule the resentencing hearing for January 13th. Jones also making it clear during the original sentencing that he didn't agree with the severity, but was bound by law. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Closed-circuit television footage in Jakarta, Indonesia, has captured a security guard who luckily survived a direct hit by lightning, according to local media. In the video, shared by an Indonesian media company and reported on social media, the man can be seen walking in the rain under an umbrella. Some 15 seconds after he enters the frame, a blast and sparks can be seen in the very place he walked, and the footage then shows him lying on the wet ground. He fails to get up, and people run toward him. The man survived, having suffered burns to his hands, according to Detik News. It is believed the guard's walkie-talkie, which he had in his hands, attracted the lightning. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.